Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Struggling.
Actually,
is it that bad or no?
No, I think you've made a rebound, actually. I feel like you've caught second wind. You don't feel that way?
I'm completely, like, spaced out.
You look a lot better than you did earlier.
When you said I look like I got hit by a truck.
You're like eyes were watering.
My friend.
Okay.
Hey, good morning.
Eric,
and not good today.
Is that you? You're like reaching out, touch my face.
Told you I got the two banger. I got the COVID and the flu shot on Sunday, like 11 a.m. So we're coming up on 24 hours out. Worse, like didn't sleep.
Are you feeling better now or not at all?
No, well, just foggy. My daughter got the shots as well, and she struggled overnight, like not feeling good. And I only bring it up. I'm not meaning to discourage anyone. I mean, obviously, I decided to do it, but like it is something like plan a day. Everybody I'm talking to has gotten both shots, and I don't know why it is.
Is it because it's the combo platter?
Yeah, I don't
know.
I've gotten the flu shot a billion times and never had any complications from it. Don't recall feeling bad at all. So is it because that's combined with the COVID, or is it because just the COVID shot in and of itself? Let me see. What did I have? The Moderna, the mRNA shot.
Okay.
Which, as far as I remember, I weathered fairly well last time around. So I don't know. Hearing from a lot of people, though, that get both shots. You know, now they want to give me the shingles shot because I'm 50. 50. That's just a two-shot deal, though, and then you're done. Like, you get one, and then, like, 6 months later, you get another one.
And that one's,
and, like, you're good.
Definitely worth it. I know a few folks who've dealt with shingles. Oof.
But, like, I could talk about a day. I don't think they do them all at once, but you could have done that. The RSV is out there. You get a shot for that.
Yeah.
Pneumonia. ABC News was just doing a thing. Walking pneumonia is a big problem this fall.
Yeah, yeah.
Could have gotten a pneumonia shot. Juice it up. Boy, I'd be on the floor if I had all that done. You're lucky you got what you got out of me today. Is it okay?
Yeah, you're doing great.
It's going to be all
right. You're doing great.
So, interesting story out of my hometown of Wauwatosa, but it's going to go beyond Wauwatosa. They're just the first that I know who have done this.
We kind of saw this coming, the idea of using other ways to celebrate Independence Day or any type of event where you usually shoot off fireworks instead. Drones showing cool pictures in the air, a flying eagle celebrating, and then a giant sign that says, Happy Independence Day, Wauwatosa. All of that could be what is coming to Wauwatosa. They've announced a drone show instead of the fireworks show this holiday season, talking Independence Day.
Keyword there being instead of, right?
Right.
Because we've seen drones sort of being part of other shows, or there have been drone shows just in and of themselves, but not necessarily connected with the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, instead of doing traditional fireworks in Tosa, July 4, 2025, we're doing drones. Well, so, not on the 4th, actually, though.
On July 2nd. They have their parade on the 4th, and I think for resource purposes, the city says resources, meaning you know, the people that you need to work all of these events, they're separating it out. Fascinating to me, because we've talked about drone shows in the before. We've had drone show operators on. It's quite an event. It's pretty cool to see in person. They usually play music along with the shows, and they have them for all kinds of different events. They've had them for graduation ceremonies at universities. The Badgers had one for a Badger game, football game, above Camp Randall last fall. That's how we caught wind of these things. You and I both happened to be at that game, and it was super cool. Just this enormous. And they switch to do all kinds of things, and it moves in congruent to music. Sometimes it's three-dimensional. It's a really cool show to see, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of staff to put on. It's just different than what people are used to when it's a fireworks show.
Asked folks earlier in the show to give us their thoughts on it. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line. So it's breaking along patriotic lines to a degree. I'll explain that here as I read. I'll give you a couple in favor of.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Jennifer in Wauwatosa. I love the idea of a drone show for my family. My daughter has autism and fireworks are way too loud for her. Drone show, I'm guessing, would be much quieter and our whole family could enjoy it. Definitely much quieter. In fact, Tosa listed that they're calling this a more inclusive show.
Generally, there is music tied to it in some fashion.
But it's not going to scare you. It's not, right, there's not those loud booms and things right. like that. Another one. Totally on board with replacing fireworks with drone shows. Fireworks are loud, annoying, and can have real harmful effects on people with PTSD or other conditions. I can tell you, I've talked to a number of veterans over the years who do have that. Well, yeah. Like, I'm not going to any fireworks show. I'm in my house, like hunkered down.
Right.
And, you know, folks talk about pets as well being affected if you live near those. So those are a couple of fours and probably one of the reasons that Tosa has decided to do that. But I said it's breaking on patriotic lines.
Yeah, what do you mean?
So some folks are putting more stock into the fact that a fireworks show is more than just a show, that fireworks has symbolism tied to it. The fireworks were meant to symbolize the bombs bursting in air, as the Star-Spangled Banner says. We're celebrating our independence. Let me see. Another one. No rockets, red glare, no bombs bursting in air. Prefer the original fireworks tradition. Fireworks are as American as apple pie and baseball. No thanks to the drones. Don't care for the drone show. Been going to the fourth for many years. Boom, bang.
Well, the good news is that there's still about 1,000 other fireworks shows across
that
the
night.
Area.
Right. And then the night before.
So if you need to see fireworks, you can.
And like virtually every night of every festival on the Summerfest grounds.
And and I've said this before, I had never even really thought of the patriotic right. angle to it. And my guess is the drone show will be patriotic in some form. I can't imagine there won't be an American flag or different things that they do that has
that theme
to it. But when you see it, it's just kind of cool looking. You know, I've been to a million fireworks shows and can only take so many of those where you're like, all right, should we head for the car?
Bet you it's going to be super huge in Tosa, right? Do you predict it'll be super huge?
I would. You'd think that there'll be some interest in it. And you'd think that, I mean, you can have a bad drone show. I mean, that is possible. You got to invest in it. Like, it takes more money to have a better show with more drones and bigger, larger, wider, all of those things.
Yeah.
It could be disappointing, but if you've seen some of these that we've seen now, we've had a couple, especially a big one here in Milwaukee not too long ago, it's pretty neat to see that in person.
So that is July 2nd in the city of Wauwatosa.
Yeah, parade's the 4th.
8:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Come with me now.
8:24, Wisconsin's Morning News on this Monday morning. Got some new information to share with you about the latest embarrassment, if you will, for the protective detail of our major party presidential candidates. But the new information really doesn't answer the most serious questions that we have. They're still out there this morning. The alleged drunk who got within feet of Vice President Kamala Harris in the motorcade a week ago on the freeway in Milwaukee, he's now been charged. So I got new stuff on him, Eric. But what I don't have are answers to the most pressing questions of A, how could this happen? And B, should more have been done in the moment to prevent him from getting that close? I feel like this story, like, it's just passed by.
Yeah, it was yesterday's
like,
news.
Meh, no, the guy, he drove. Yeah, but he was arrested, he faced charges. But what about those other questions? Am I off base here?
No, I think it's a legitimate question. How in the world did this happen?
Yes. So
outside of him having a night.
Rewinding, in case you haven't seen the video, which is everywhere now. You see the vice president's motorcade. It's eastbound on I-94. It's heading into the Marquette Interchange. Vice president heading back to the airport. She had an event in Brookfield Monday, right? So a number of vehicles in the motorcade, plus you've got your law enforcement vehicles surrounding those principal vehicles. Law enforcement out in the lead, lights on, multiple cars there. Eastbound lanes of the freeway closed to traffic. So the only one there is the motorcade. But for this car just comes driving the wrong way on the freeway right by multiple law enforcement vehicles. The driver is hugging the median wall. So since he's going westbound on the wrong side, the median is on the passenger side of the vehicle. Which you often see they say about wrong-way drivers.
Yes, they sit in the quote-unquote right lane.
Yes. Behind the wheel, according to the criminal complaint, is Wayne Wacker of Milwaukee. What'd you do here, Wayne? According to the criminal complaint, it's a little after 8 o'clock, you've got Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office leading the motorcade, escorting the Vice President of the United States. The Complaint goes on to detail what I just told you, how things were going there. And the lead driver in the motorcade, a sergeant with Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, called into dispatch saying there was a wrong-way driver operating on the same highway. They go on to detail that it was the Department of Transportation pole camera, so those cameras that are mounted up high above the freeway, that showed the driver passing close to numerous cars in the motorcade, traveling the wrong way on the interstate to what visually appeared to be close to highway speeds. The driver and sole occupant, Wayne E. Wacker, 55, strong odor of intoxicants emanating from his person, bloodshot and glassy eyes, extremely slurred speech. The defendant reported that he was headed home from a bar in Walker's Point and was unaware he was driving the wrong way on the freeway.
So no motivation to get near the VP or anything like that.
Correct. The criminal complaint goes on to detail Wayne Wacker had a blood alcohol level of 0.25, more than three times the legal limit for driving. And to your question here, the defendant asked what happened. The defendant had no recollection of entering the freeway or almost striking another vehicle. Defendant stated he had no idea the vice president was in Milwaukee, stated he did not have any intention of harming the vice president or anybody on her campaign. So that seems pretty clear cut. This was a drunk not intending to make any attempt on the VP's life. But the larger point to our earlier questions is, what if it had been? Somehow there was an exit ramp that was not treated as a possible entry point by the detail that is supposed to close off that freeway. So that's question number one. Like, should that not, is that not normally common practice to close any possible entry points? Step two is, once you saw this vehicle approaching the vice president's motorcade, the sitting vice president of the United States, and this vehicle is coming at them, should there have been sort of any intervention on those lead vehicles?
It makes you question, what's the point of a motorcade?
Yeah, it's not a parade. Right? It wasn't like, this is how you get to the airport. The whole thing is, it's supposed to be a protective detail.
Yeah.
And obviously this is a person who didn't have any ill intent, but what if it had been? And so that's my other question. The Secret Service has basically shrugged it off. The only statement that I've seen, and I have searched a number of times, was the original statement that was quoted by CNN, which is, they're aware of the incident involving a motorist traveling in the opposite direction. Blah, 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 blah. We're grateful for the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office for its response. Okay, but what about all those other questions?
Yeah, right.
Like, okay, but.
I mean, the idea of going down the wrong way, that's been an issue in this county for a long time.
In fact, Fox 6 is reporting on another one. They've got video of another wrong-way driver from just recently as well. So, right, that's been an issue. But my larger question about what should the standard operating procedure be if you have a vehicle approaching the motorcade, I would think that someone would stop it from doing that.
So some type of diversion where the lead squad cars or motorcycles somehow
don't radio it in, like stop it.
Yeah, they actually drive in front of it or help try to push it into the wall or something.
And in fairness to those deputies who were perhaps leading that, I don't know what the rules of engagement are. Do they need clearance to do that? Is that somebody else's call?
Right.
Is that a judgment call that they make in the moment? I'm sure they were very surprised to see on the closed freeway.
Who is this?
What? And by the time you figure out what's going on, okay, then maybe it's bye, but then maybe we need to relook at this and make sure that that doesn't happen. And I saw it suggested, well, it was fine. They had the vehicle surrounded and it never got anywhere. Okay, I don't want to seem reckless by saying this out loud, but we already had the former president of the United States actually shot by an assassin and another attempt perhaps on his life as well at Mar-a-Lago. So like this is happening, and the Secret Service itself has said it's on heightened alert. Like, okay, that vehicle got close. Well, no, it didn't crash into the motorcade, but how about somebody rolls down a window and fires off shots? How about there's an explosive device on that vehicle, a suicide bomber, something. Yeah. That's why you create that halo around the motorcade. And clearly it was violated. And why we're not only why we don't have other explanations, but also why it just seems like kind of not really a story. All right, that happened. Old news. So I'm going to keep complaining about it on a regular basis here until I get some answers. 8:31 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
McManus, for the second straight week, Green Bay Packers game-winning field goal.
How about that? Green Bay Packers find a way, 30-27 winners over the Jacksonville Jaguars on the road.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Got that win. Like, yeah. Okay, that was not in spectacular fashion. A lot of things happened. A lot of questions remain this week in terms of injuries. But, okay, 6-2, right?
With a big one coming up next.
Yeah, and are you already resigned to Packers losing that game?
I kind of am. Yeah, but if they were to pull out the victory in some fashion, that would be enormous. But
it would
I don't
be huge.
Expect it.
Because it would give the Packers would stand alone atop the NFC
yeah,
North.
They're playing the
right?
Lions, who are really, really, really good.
I guess if the Vikings won and the Packers won, we would have identical records then, right? Would we be at...
No, you got the Packers have one extra win.
We have another win?
Or one extra game. Right now they're 6-2. The Vikings are 5-2.
Doesn't matter because at that point you're just over halfway through the season. So that would be
a huge
game.
Win.
This is game 9 coming up for the Packers, and a number of teams have already had their byes, which is why you see the record sort of not adding up the math for everybody. Does our bye come after this one then? The Lions? Go ahead. I'll
so is there
talk
a concern over Willis, yes, we have a buyout.
Pancake confirms that.
Is there a concern with Willis being behind center or not really? He's just as confident?
I hate to have the take of like, well, I want a backup. There's a reason that he's the backup, right? And not the starter, Malik Willis. So, you know.
Sure looked good yesterday.
Let's not wish for our starting quarterback to be out long term because, boy, Malik Willis is really doing a nice job. Like, that's not ideal. But I would definitely say, although Love appeared to get hurt early on in the game and that may have affected him, not doing a whole lot for that Packers offense and pulled himself in the third quarter, basically, according to head coach Matt LaFleur, just saying that, yeah, he was kind of limping through a number of series there and decided that he was no longer mobile enough to be effective and furthermore to protect himself.
Who's got more interceptions, Xavier McKinney or Jordan Love?
Yeah, how about that? What is Love at?
Love's
I don't know.
Have 8 or 9.
Eric's guy X is at 6 on the season.
That's right. That's right.
Got another one. I forgot to mention him in terms of the greatest hits of Brian Gutekunst, Packers general manager. Like everything he did is clicking. And those things that he didn't do well, he fixed.
Mm-hmm.
The kicker situation was a pain. Somebody did point out that who was our guy last year? So Narveson was the most recent guy.
Oh, wow.
And we kept
Anders.
Him. Right, we kept him instead of Anders Carlson, who apparently is kicking just fine for the 49ers.
Great. Of course.
So whatever, but you know, Gutekunst goes ahead and pulls the trigger and decides to make a change at kicker, brings in Brandon McManus, in whom I had complete faith, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a chip shot. You should make that field goal, but had it been Narveson out there?
Yeah.
So he's got that. Josh Jacobs.
Now hands it off, Jacobs. Ooh. Comes to the outside, Josh Jacobs inside the 20, the 10, to the end zone, touchdown. His second today, takes it in from 38 yards out.
This cat, 127 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. Remember, he's only here because Aaron Jones isn't.
Right, you're right.
And I love me some Aaron Jones, and he's going to be a Packers Hall of Famer. I don't like so much that he's over there playing for the Vikings, and he's having a very nice season. But the Packers looked at that. They made Jones, I guess, kind of a lowball offer, it could be interpreted as, but thought like, okay, well, if we lose him, then we lose him, and we'll find somebody else. And this is who we found, Josh mm-hmm. Jacobs, who was just tearing things up out there. Watching the guys on the Sunday night show on NBC, they're saying Chris Sims, right, said, like, this is the best running game in the NFL. Like the Packers
oh,
in the game. And there
down.
Are a couple up there.
Yeah.
But that's one of them. And so to make that move and to have the courage to get rid of a fan favorite or to lowball a fan favorite who's also still very effective in lieu of someone who maybe is cheaper or at least younger and can give you a few more years, like clicking on all cylinders. But now we have the injury issue. So expect to hear more from Matt LaFleur today.
Oh, no, today. We won't. We won't hear more.
Well, we will hear
it's
more.
Gonna be, it's going to be...
We won't hear anything definitive.
Oh, well, maybe. We'll see. Limited. It'll be all that kind of stuff. We'll find out.
Day by
yeah, yes.
Day
by day. Day by day. It's exactly right.
Day by day.
Which I guess is fine, right? You can accept the fact that they have to play the gamesmanship and not say for sure what's happening.
And I do think with some of these injuries, too, it is day by day. I don't know. Guy came in today. He was sore and beat up. He couldn't move around. Did his physical therapy. Did the trainers. They did the ultrasound it. They're zapping it with this. They're rubbing it down with that. Tomorrow felt a little better.
Tausch didn't make us feel good, though, when it came to groin injuries.
Tausch said he was out 4 weeks with a groin.
Yeah.
But he also said the groin was torn off the bone.
Right.
Sorry, folks, but that's what he said.
Yeah, pretty dramatic.
Which don't know if that's an indication. Is what's happening here.
That bad, but we'll see.
And Jacob, the aforementioned Josh Jacobs, also dinged up there. He did not play that final series, I believe, down the stretch. He had different running backs in there because LaFleur had said, yeah, he's ready to go back in. He's a warrior, but I just thought he was going to be not as effective. And as it turned out, like the play of the game was the long completion.
Yep.
To set up that winning field goal. So, yes, we will hear more. Whether or not we learn more from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur today, that is ahead.
Go, Pack, go!
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast is sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. High of 66 degrees today under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, a high of 80. Partly cloudy, windy, and warm is your Tuesday forecast. 80, E. That'd make three since you said we were done with the 80s.
Was pretty sure we'd be done in late October of the 80s. I was wrong.
Almost up on November. November by the end of the week.
Lots of people interested in the statue. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and everyone agrees it's terrible.
So Marquette star Dwayne Wade got a statue. This happens very rarely that a Hall of Famer gets a statue outside their home arena where they played. Of course, he was a Miami Heat player for a long time. And they had a big ceremony over the weekend, unveiled the statue, and they showed it, and kind of doesn't look like him.
It doesn't, not even close.
You could argue that if he didn't have the jersey on and the statue, like you wouldn't know which player he was supposed to be. And Wade even said so during the ceremony.
Like, that's crazy. I can't believe that. Who is that guy?
Who is that guy? If you'd like to see it, just text the word Wade, 855-616-1620 to the talk and text line. We'll let you decide for yourself.
They get it like yesterday, like the day before? And they're like, I don't know. Everybody's in town. I guess we got to do this. Like, this is terrible. It can't stay like that.
You think they'll change it? No way.
At least ask for your money back.
I mean, it is tough.
No, we said Dwayne Wade.
not Dwayne Ware, the guy that works down the street.
Oh, our bad.
Well, you win some, you lose some, I guess.
You lost that one. WTMJ Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi. Up I would think that someone would stop it from doing that.
So some type of diversion where the lead squad cars or motorcycles somehow
don't radio it in, like stop it.
Yeah, they actually drive in front of it or help try to push it into the wall or something.
And I, in fairness to those deputies who were perhaps leading that, I don't know what the rules of engagement are. Do they need clearance to do that? Is that somebody else's call?
Right.
Is that a judgment call that they make in the moment? I'm sure they were very surprised to see on the closed freeway.
Who is this?
What? And by the time you figure out what's going on, okay, then maybe it's bye, but then maybe we need to relook at this and make sure that that doesn't happen. And I saw it suggested, well, it was fine. They had the vehicle surrounded and it never got anywhere. Okay, I don't want to seem reckless by saying this out loud, but we already had the former president of the United States actually shot by an assassin and another attempt perhaps on his life as well at Mar-a-Lago. So like this is happening and the Secret Service itself has said it's on heightened alert. Like, okay, that vehicle got close. Well, no, it didn't crash into the motorcade, but how about somebody rolls down a window and fires off shots? How about there's an explosive device that vehicle, a suicide bomber, something. Yeah. That's why you create that halo around the motorcade. And clearly it was violated. And why we're not only why we don't have other explanations, but also why it just seems like kind of not really a story. All right, that happened. Old news. So I'm going to keep complaining about it on a regular basis here until I get some answers. 8:31 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
McManus, for the second straight week, a Green Bay Packers game-winning field goal.
How about that? Green Bay Packers find a way, 30-27 winners over the Jacksonville Jaguars on the road.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Got that win. Like, yeah. Okay, that was not in spectacular fashion. A lot of things happened. A lot of questions remain this week in terms of injuries. But, okay, 6-2, right?
With a big one coming up next.
Yeah, and are you already resigned to Packers losing that game?
I kind of am. Yeah, but if they were to pull out the victory in some fashion, that would be enormous. But
would
I don't
be huge.
Expect it.
Because it would give the Packers would stand alone atop the NFC
North.
They're
playing the
right?
Lions, who are really, really, really good.
I guess if the Vikings won and the Packers won, we would have identical records then, right? Would we be at...
No, you got the Packers have one extra win.
We have another win?
One extra game. Right now they're 6-2. The Vikings are 5-2.
Doesn't matter because at that point you're just over halfway through the season. So that would be
a huge
game.
Win.
This is game 9 coming up for the Packers. And a number of teams have already had their byes, which is why you see the record sort of not adding up the math for everybody. Does our bye come after this one then? The Lions? Go ahead.
Willis, yes, we have a buyout.
Pancake confirms that.
Is there a concern with Willis being behind center or not really? He's just as confident?
I hate to have the take of like, well, I want a backup. There's a reason that he's the backup, right? And not the starter, Malik Willis. So, you know.
Sure looked good yesterday.
Let's not wish for our starting quarterback to be out long term because, boy, Malik Willis is really doing a nice job. Like, that's not ideal. But I would definitely say, although Love appeared to get hurt early on in the game and that may have affected him, not doing a whole lot for that Packers offense and pulled himself in the third quarter, basically, according to head coach Matt LaFleur, just saying that, yeah, he was kind of limping through a number of series there and decided that he was no longer mobile enough to be effective and furthermore to protect himself.
Who's got more interceptions, Xavier McKinney or Jordan Love?
Yeah, how about that? What is Love at?
Love's
I don't know.
Have 8 or 9.
Eric's guy X is at 6 on the season.
That's right. That's right.
Got another one. I forgot to mention him in terms of the greatest hits of Brian Gutekunst, Packers general manager. Like everything he did is clicking, and those things that he didn't do well, he fixed.
Mm-hmm.
The kicker situation was a pain. Somebody did point out that who was our guy last year? So Narveson was the most recent guy.
Oh,
and we kept
Anders.
Him. Right, we kept him instead of Anders Carlson, who apparently is kicking just fine for the 49ers.
Great. Of course.
So whatever, but you know, Gutekunst goes ahead and pulls the trigger and decides to make a change at kicker, brings in Brandon McManus, in whom I had complete faith, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a chip shot. You should make that field goal, but had it been Narveson out there?
Yeah.
So he's got that. Josh Jacobs.
Now hands it off. Jacobs comes to the outside. Josh Jacobs inside the 20, the 10, to the end zone. Touchdown. His second today. Takes it in from 38 yards out.
This cat, 127 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. Remember, he's only here because Aaron Jones isn't.
Right. You're right.
And I love me some Aaron Jones, and he's going to be a Packers Hall of Famer. I don't like so much that he's over there playing for the Vikings, and he's having a very nice season. But the Packers looked at that. They made Jones, I guess, kind of a lowball offer, it could be interpreted as, but thought like, okay, well, if we lose him, then we lose him, and we'll find somebody else. And this is who we found, Josh mm-hmm. Jacobs, who was just tearing things up out there. Watching the guys on the Sunday night show on NBC, they're saying Chris Sims, right, said, like, this is the best running game in the NFL. Like the Packers
running
game.
And
there
down.
Are a couple up there.
Yeah.
But that's one of them. And so to make that move and to have the courage to get rid of a fan favorite or to lowball a fan favorite who's also still very effective in lieu of someone who maybe is cheaper or at least younger and can give you a few more years, like clicking on all cylinders. But now we have the injury issue. So expect to hear more from Matt LaFleur today.
Oh, no, we won't. We won't hear more.
Well, we will hear
it's
more.
Gonna be, it's going to be...
We won't hear anything definitive.
Oh, well, maybe we'll see. Limited. It'll be all that kind of stuff. We'll find out.
Day by day.
Yes. Day by day. Exactly right.
Day by day.
Which I guess is fine, right? You can accept the fact that they have to play the gamesmanship and not say for sure what's happening.
And I do think with some of these injuries, too, it is day by day. I don't know. Guy came in today. He was sore and beat up. He couldn't move around. Did his physical therapy. Did the trainers. They did the ultrasound it. They're zapping it with this. They're rubbing it down with that. Tomorrow felt a little better.
Taus didn't make us feel good, though, when it came to groin injuries.
Taus said he was out 4 weeks with a groin.
Yeah.
But he also said the groin was torn off the bone.
Right, right.
Sorry, folks, but that's
which
what he said.
Yeah, pretty dramatic.
Don't know if that's an indication is what's
to be
happening here.
That bad, but we'll see.
And Jacob, the aforementioned Josh Jacobs, also dinged up there. He did not play that final series, I believe, down the stretch. He had different running backs in there because LaFleur had said, yeah, he's ready to go back in. He's a warrior, but I just thought he was going to be not as effective. And as it turned out, like the play of the game was the long completion to set up that winning field goal. So, yes, we will hear more. Whether or not we learn more from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur today, that is ahead.
Go, Pack, go!
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast is sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. High of 66 degrees today under partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, a high of 80. Partly cloudy, windy, and warm is your Tuesday forecast. 80, E. That'd make three since you said we were done with the 80s.
Was pretty sure we'd be done in late October of the 80s. I was wrong.
Almost up on November. November by the end of the week.
Lots of people interested in the statue. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and everyone agrees it's terrible.
So Marquette star Dwayne Wade got a statue. This happens very rarely that a Hall of Famer gets a statue outside their home arena where they played. Of course, he was a Miami Heat player for a long time. And they had a big ceremony over the weekend, unveiled the statue, and they showed it, and kind of doesn't look like him.
It doesn't, not even close.
You could argue that if you didn't know, if he didn't have the jersey on and the statue, like you wouldn't know which player he was supposed to be. And Wade even said so during the ceremony.
Like, that's crazy. I can't believe that. Who is that guy?
Who is that guy? If you'd like to see it, just text the word Wade, 855-616-1620 to the talk and text line. We'll let you decide for yourself.
When did they get it, like yesterday? Like the day before? And they're like, well, I don't know. Everybody's in town. I guess we got to do this. Like, this is terrible. It can't stay like that.
You think they'll change it? No way.
At least ask for your money back.
I mean, it is tough.
No, we said Dwayne Wade.
not Dwayne Ware, the guy that works down the street.
Oh, our bad.
Well, you win some, you lose some, I guess.
He lost that one. WTMJ Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi. Up next.